everybody. Renee here with Monday Morning Motivation. Ah, yes. Here we are at the start of another work week. Hope it's going to be a good one. And it will be if you say it's going to be. So let's just, do we need to say it together? Maybe not. All right. So today, not so much motivation, but an opportunity to take a look back at where you were. I'm calling this podcast Props for Your Personal Growth. I think it's really important because so many of us focus solely on where we're going. And the problem is when you're doing that, you don't really recognize your growth because you're looking ahead and you're thinking, oh, you know, I have miles to go before I sleep. I always use my hair as an example. A lot of you know my hair story. You know, it fell out. I cut it off. It was like about a half inch long when I first started this natural hair journey. And it's much, much longer now. But what I did was took a photograph every single month so I could actually see when and how much progress I was making. The nature of progress, whether it be hair growth or, you know, fitness or even personal goals or your job, is incremental. There aren't a lot of overnight success stories. And by the way, those little overnight success stories, oh, trust me, they're like 7-10 years in the making. So there's not a lot of meteoric rise as much as there is just slow and steady growth toward your goal. So the reason I'm talking about this is because I had a conversation with a friend of mine, Lamar Tyler of Tyler New Media, and he's got a website called blackandmarriedwithkids.com. You should check it out. It's a really good site. But Lamar and I met each other about a year ago at Blogging While Brown, a conference for minority bloggers. And I was talking to him about how I didn't have as much control over my website as I really needed to. So he worked with me and just got me just sort of in a good place, will suffice it to say. But what was interesting was in talking to him just the other day, you know, and he follows me on Twitter. He said, you know, Renee, I can't believe how much you've accomplished in 12 months. And if this is what you've done in 12 months, think of what the 5-year plan looks like. I never thought about it that way before. He makes a good point, though. A year ago, I was not in this place. I didn't have near the traffic that I have now. I didn't have anywhere near the contacts that I have now. And I wasn't working as closely with the brands as I am now, all things that I really wanted to do. But the conversation with him got me thinking about how to look at this. This really is a marathon, not a sprint. And it's about looking at where I was 12 months ago versus where I am right now and what the next 12, 24, 48 months will bring. I'm convinced that there's no way you can fail if you work hard enough. I do believe the problem is too many people give up too soon. They give up right before the big payoff. They get tired. And trust me, I know this feeling. But I also know, and I thank my friend Lamar for helping me understand this, that this is a time to take assessment and to look back and say, you know what? You've done good, kid, over the last year. You've done good. How do you monitor your personal growth? And when you do you pat yourself on the back or do you think, I need to work harder, or I didn't work hard enough, or I didn't go far enough? Do you give yourself props for your personal growth? If not, you should. So the swing thought today is, yes, it's important to look ahead, but also important to see where you've come from. All right, go get them, Tiger. And remember, you don't have to be perfect, just good enough.